And driving for Kyle Busch Motorsports in the Truck Series, Christian Eckes, he dominates the Worldwide Technology Raceway E-League iRacing CK Power 125, presented by Raceway Gives. Man, when you hopped out of that truck, oh, hold on a second. You're on your iRig.
Yeah.
Friday night. When you hopped out of your iRig, did you feel like you had to come up and announce all of those sponsors that I just threw out there at you with that big win?
Yeah, pretty much, man. The iRacing stuff really taken off here the last month or so. Yeah, there's not much to do. So it's as close as we can get to the real thing. And yeah, I definitely had to remember to say the sponsors and everything. It's good practice. You know, hopefully we can get racing back here in a couple weeks, and I'll be ready for those interviews.
Christian Eckes, you've been in the Freak Nation before, and one of the questions we like to ask drivers, especially of late, is what are the similarities between getting ready for a real race in your NASCAR truck versus the racing that's going on in the virtual racing, the iRacing, this esports league?
Yeah, so you know, I've kind of worked over the last 10 years to get my sim rig as close as I can. You know, obviously it's not going to be perfect. You know, I run the VR stuff, and you know, that helps a lot. You know, the realistic steering wheel and the brake pedals and stuff like that. Try to get it as close as I can. But you know, just the feel aspect of it and everything that goes along with that, you're pretty much just driving off of sight instead of feel. So, you know, it's definitely a little bit different in that aspect, and it takes a little bit to get used to, coming from the real life stuff. But, you know, how the simulator races and stuff like that is, pretty much as close as you're going to get.
But contrary to what some people want to believe, this really is good training. You might not have the feel component of it. And of course, fans don't have the smell, the touch, the anything else that goes along with it with your senses. But that sight thing, there's something crucial there that is keeping you guys, I guess I could say, visibly in shape.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. You know, you can practice moves and everything like that. And the moves and the lanes are pretty similar with throughout the simulation, but you know, they could still use some work here and there, obviously. But you know, I feel like that's the biggest thing. You know, I ran Talladega last night, and you know, you don't really drive off field there because you're wide open, and you know, the draft runs and stuff like that are really close on the game. So you know, you're able to make moves that you can make in real life, and you know, I feel like that's the biggest thing is, you know, once you go to like the intermediates and short tracks and stuff like that, it's not as close, but I feel like, you know, Talladega, Daytona, it's pretty much spot on as far as being able to make moves and stuff like that.
Christian Eckes, two-time truck winner over this past week. And then he just alluded to last night at Talladega. He was leading with 20 to go. And then the big one, he got caught out. Christian Eckes joining us here in the Freak Nation on a Sunday night. And talk about what has come together for you this week. You have two wins, South Boston, and of course your dominant win at WWT Raceway in St. Louis on Friday night. And then you were leading at Talladega. What has just clicked for you recently with this iRacing deal?
Yeah, I won at Texas as well. Brought home 500 bones too. That was a nice little
what?
Nice. Oh yeah. That's a cool series that they have running, I guess, every Thursday maybe. They have a little deal where, you know, it's $500 to win and $100 for second. We have a bunch of truck drivers that run it. But yeah, I really don't know, because I've pretty much crashed in every other race before about Wednesday. So something must have turned around for me to finally be doing well. But yeah, it's getting to the point where I was like, I mean, I'm crashing all these times. Is it really even worth it? You know, I'm making my sponsors look bad and everything because I got Safelite on the cars. But luckily, I was able to turn it around, I guess, and get a little bit better.
Somebody with the team needs to be winning because Kyle Busch isn't really representing the sponsors well. Of course, I'm saying this tongue in cheek. He is Kyle Busch. But yeah, I mean, there's got to be something you can translate over to him to help him with his iRacing career.
Yeah. Yeah. We run a couple races a week together in some of the leagues that we're in. You know, he asked, I honestly felt honored. It was at Myrtle Beach, I think couple weeks ago or something. I got the pole and ended up wrecking, but he asked me for speed tricks. I was like, oh, well, that's nice. That's a feel good moment.
Seriously.
Christian Eckes, every driver has a process to get ready for a race, whether it's putting on the suit at a certain time or going into the hauler to separate from the crowd. What's your process to get ready for these simulated races, this virtual racing? Walk us through that if you can.
Yeah, so I got an email for that race probably a month or two ago. Pretty much as soon as the Atlanta race got canceled, they talked about doing something in that order or some kind of race to run there. And yeah, I hadn't really heard anything for a couple of weeks, and I got a follow-up email saying that they were going to run it. You can actually get an invite to the league, which is on iRacing.com, obviously. But you know, they have a session. I think it went live at like 7 or 6:30 or something like that. Usually have a practice for about an hour. And then it's usually qualifying and then go straight to the race. Practice is usually a good time. So for me, at least, I'll go practice for about 5 minutes. You know, I think I'm okay. I'll go get something to eat, then I'll come back, you know, to dinner time. So, you know, that is definitely one good thing about, the simulation aspect of it. You don't really have to practice. You could just go get something to eat, come back, you know, everything's fine. But yeah, it's been a fun experience so far.
Christian, do you have lucky shorts or lucky socks, a t-shirt, a special t-shirt, or do you just put on whatever's clean for a race?
Pretty much whatever's clean, I guess. Actually, when I ran the truck race the other day, it was NFL draft night, and I'm a big Broncos fan, so I wore the jersey during the race and won that race. So, I mean, that must be lucky or something. Hopefully it means good things for the end of the year for them, too.
Christian Eck is joining us on a Sunday night, and I hear Statman just groaning right now. I noticed that on your Twitter account. I'm a huge Broncos fan as well, and I noticed you retweeted the Judge Judy, and I thought, right. Well, hold on a second. How did I not know this? What made you become a Broncos fan?
So it's actually funny. So when I was a kid, I liked the horse, and it kind of just stuck.
There you
Once
go.
Once I got older and older, I actually became a fan of the team, but I was just a fan of the horse when I was a kid, and I don't know. I guess it just stuck. But yeah, I'm a diehard Broncos fan now.
Yes. All right. I knew I liked you for a reason.
Yeah, boy.
That's yes. Right.
Bam. How in the hell does a dude from what you were born in up north in
yeah,
New York?
I was born in New York. We had three sports teams, but you know, whatever. I went for the team that's in Denver, Colorado. So, I guess.
It's the horse.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'm from Indianapolis. There's a horse team there, but I still stick with my Broncos.
That's right.
Running for Kyle Busch Motorsports, your winner from Friday night WWT Raceway in St. Louis, the truck series. Do you talk to Kyle every day in regards to preparation for when you guys do actually get back in that truck?
Every once in a while. I wouldn't say it's every day. Probably once a week I'll text him and just kind of catch up, see how he's doing. And I usually have a question or two you know, because we don't really know what the schedule is going to be like when we go back. So we're trying to get as prepared as we can just to race whenever. So you know, me and my crew chief and engineer kind of been going through all the races that are upcoming and as far as we know. And you know, kind of get prepared for them, going through setup stuff and going through the preparation aspect of it. So when we do go back racing, we're more than prepared. So every once in a while, I'll have some questions for Kyle, and he's always gracious enough to answer back pretty quickly.
Bam. Christian Eck is joining us here in the Freak Nation. Again, Truck Series winner, Friday night, WWT Raceway in St. Louis. Brother, thanks for doing this. Next time you roll back in here, well, regardless, you'll win something. It'll be an iRace or an actual race, man.
That's right. Hopefully it's an actual race here coming soon.
Yes. We are all dying for it, I think.
Thank you, Christian.
Yeah. All right, man. Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Yeah, Crash, that was an understatement. I think we're all dying for some actual live freaking racing.